Well, hi, neighbors. Tonight we've chosen some of the songs that we sing and play on our dances across the country. Songs that reflect the emotion of the people that live in the nightlife. Song of happiness, sadness, heartbreak. Songs to the nightlife. We hope that you enjoy yourself tonight as you listen to our latest one. We hope you like it. It's a little different than what we normally do. But we hope it'll be pleasing to you. We hope that you can just kind of sit back, kick off your shoes, relax just a little bit, and listen to our latest song. And if you like it, tell us about it, won't you? We'll try to do more things for you the way we're doing this one.
Dear Cynthia, it seems to me that if we love, we grieve. That's the deal. That's the pact. Grief and love are forever intertwined. Grief is the terrible reminder of the depths of our love, and like love, grief is non-negotiable. There is a vastness to grief that overwhelms our minuscule selves. We are tiny, trembling clusters of atoms, subsumed within grief's awesome presence. It occupies the core of our being and extends through our fingers to the limits of the universe. Within that whirling Gaia, all manner of madnesses exist, ghosts and spirits and dream visitations, and everything else that we, in our anguish, will into existence. These are precious gifts that are as valid and as real as we need them to be. They are the spirit guides that lead us out of the darkness. I feel the presence of my son all around, but he may not be there. I hear him talk to me and parent me, guide me, though he may not be there. He visits my wife in her sleep regularly, speaks to her, comforts her, but he may not be there. Dread grief trails bright phantoms in its wake. These spirits are ideas, essentially. They are our stunned imaginations reawakening after the calamity. Like ideas, these spirits speak of possibility. Follow your ideas, because on the other side of the idea is change and growth and redemption. Create your spirits. Call to them. Will them alive. Speak to them. It is their impossible and ghostly hands that draw us back to the world from which we were jettisoned. Better now, and unimaginably changed. Thank you.
sounds. Do we know who makes what sound? Do we know who from who? No. Sound is more familiar than subjects and time and time. We are, and sound hugs our bodies. There is darkness. Sound travels across it. Invisible bodies carry. Darkness leaves us closer to what will in the future be called death, which is now inseparable from what in the future will be called life. We exist and sound hugs our bodies. I reach out for a vowel, and it's so soft. I cannot distinguish a Y from a thigh. At this time, there is no I, and we don't know God. Can we ever truly be selfless or compassionate when we don't know I wonder? I think about this as I am talking to Jehovah's Witnesses. They're on the door. What is human? A human. An I. A non-I? A selfless action? Can you ever really say you're knocking on a door as a selfless act because you are imposing your belief on someone else? You are admitting that you believe that your belief is worth more than whatever believes behind the door. You knock on the door because you believe in the concept of a door and of conviction, preaching, spreading the good word. In the beginning, there is no good word. In the beginning, there is no word. There is voice, and it comes from somewhere. Invisible bodies bring it over to here, from there. Does that mean it doesn't come from me? I don't know what who is. Isn't the idea of God the idea of self? I want to ask the Jehovah's. Perhaps that thing about selflessness boils down to my own limited understanding of selflessness. To me, selflessness has a lot to do with singing. To sing is a selfless act, or at least potentially a selfless act. Singing could, should be about compassion. In the beginning, there is darkness. Sound travels across it. Invisible bodies carry. closer, close enough, close, 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 closer, close enough.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you. little spaces turn wide. And on the first try, when the keys don't cry, we find a place. Time's only of life.